From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Palm Beach County property owners could pay more for public schools next year. The county school board tentatively approved a $2.4 billion spending plan on Wednesday. But as WLRN's John O'Connor reports, the district says it's still struggling to maintain its schools.
The Palm Beach County schools budget includes a very small tax increase. But rising property values are what's really behind a larger tax bill for owners. The owner of a $225,000 home will pay about $50 more next year. School officials say charter school enrollment is rising, while enrollment at district schools is falling. For every student who enrolls in a charter school, the district has to send that student's share of state funding to the charter school. That means the school district must cover rising costs with less money. Like other Florida school districts, Palm Beach County schools have struggled to pay for maintenance like roofs and air conditioning since lawmakers reduced local property tax rates. The district wants lawmakers to reconsider the cap. Next year's budget includes no money for employee raises. The school board could approve the budget in August. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And staying with education, six Florida families with special needs children are pushing back on a lawsuit that challenges an expansion of the state's controversial school voucher system. During a news conference in Tallahassee Thursday, the parents said the new law gives their children more educational opportunities through customized scholarships, which cover school and other therapies that best meet the needs of each kid. Former Democratic State Senator Al Lawson says the state's largest teachers union should never file the lawsuit.
I'm really disappointed that FEA would pay these lawyers to go against these families that are in so much need. It's the damnest thing that I've ever seen.
Thursday's motion to intervene would allow the families to join the list of defendants in the case, which include Governor Rick Scott and the State Education Commissioner. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.